This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden authorized another $800 million in U.S. military assistance to Ukraine on Thursday, declaring it was necessary to help Kiev's forces repel Russian fighters in the critical battles unfolding in the eastern region of the country. Biden said the new assistance, on top of another $800 million package announced last week, almost exhausts congressional authorization for U.S. military aid to Ukraine. But the president said he would soon ask Congress for even more money for Ukraine's forces. Biden said the United States and its Western allies remain united in their resolve to assist Ukraine in fighting back against Russian President Vladimir Putin's invasion, which is now in its eighth week. In addition to military aid, the U.S. is stepping up financial assistance to Ukraine. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says an additional $500 million is intended to help Ukraine sustain critical government operations as it fends off Russia's invasion.
Salaries, pensions, and other social assistance programs necessary to avoid a worsening of the humanitarian situation.
The new funding is on top of another $500 million in economic aid President Biden unveiled in March.
We know this is only the beginning of what Ukraine will need to rebuild.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Thursday, in a virtual address to the IMF and the World Bank conference, outlined far bigger costs and financing needs. He told participants that Ukraine needs $7 billion per month to make up for economic losses caused by Russia's invasion of his country.